The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
But for the top of this hour, the new Congress is in session, and this is one of the loudest and most shrill voices within it.
When people hear the word socialism, they think Soviet Union, Cuba, Venezuela. Is that what you have in mind?
Of course not. Well, we have in mind, and my policies most closely resemble what we see in the UK, in Norway, in Finland, in Sweden.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new face of the Democrat Party, socialism on steroids, joining us now as one of her colleagues. This is frightening to say, but she actually has a seat in the Congress next to the one of the founding members of the House Freedom Caucus and the man who nearly became, or at least made a run at, the minority leader's position in the Republican Party, my friend from Ohio's 4th Congressional District, Congressman Jim Jordan. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Doing fine. Happy New Year to you. It's the first time we've been together this year, and congrats on hosting Hugh's show as well.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, and it is always good to talk with you, and I'm glad to have another year underway of getting updates from you on all things Capitol Hill. Let's start there before we get into shutdowns and Syria and some of the other things. This Democrat-controlled Congress came in with both guns blazing. Of course, they wouldn't like that characterization. They're anti-Second Amendment. They came in talking about impeaching the mother blanker. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doubled down on that and said, "I'm with you, my sister from Michigan. We're gonna abolish the Electoral College that allowed Donald Trump to become president. We're gonna impeach him." I mean, my goodness, I think you termed it this way. They just couldn't help themselves.
No, they couldn't, and they did talk about guns. They did talk about your Second Amendment liberties and restricting them on the very first week of Congress. The second day of Congress, actually, at the press event, they did. And of course, the first day they had the Brad Sherman filing impeachment resolution, and as you mentioned, Congressman Tlaib saying the ridiculous and disgraceful comments she made about the president of the United States. So, yeah, this is – but remember, Bob, we talked about this all last fall. We said they can't help themselves. They're going to try to raise taxes. Their rules package makes it easier to raise taxes. They are going to try to make sure we continue to have this borderless hemisphere approach to things with no wall. They're continuing to do that. And we did say they were going to try to impeach the president. And look, very first day they do that and they make their disgraceful comments on top of that. So, again, it doesn't surprise us. They can't help themselves. This is who they are.
Average citizens like me are going to be extraordinarily cynical that anything can get done in the next 2 years, including the advancement of the president's agenda, because of what you just described. They've made it very clear they are into obstruction. They are into investigation. Mm-hmm. They are not into legislation. They're not into national security. They're not into border security. How are we going to get anything done when the first thing they do when they come in is to start a flame war?
I think the only way is if they change from being so focused now. I mean, this is what has to change. They are much more concerned about stopping the president than they are on helping the country. And until they say, let's help the country, and if that's good for the president, bad for the president, that's irrelevant. The focus should be on the country. But until they adopt that attitude and get away from this, stop Trump at any cost, I don't see how we actually make things move things in a direction where we can work together and for the benefit of the nation. I just don't see it. So hopefully they'll change their attitude and we can work on some things. But based on what we saw last week, I just don't see it.
Congressman Jordan, Nancy Pelosi, the new speaker, has declared the border security wall to be immoral. She has said it on numerous occasions. She is now doubling and tripling down on it, saying this is a matter of morality because it's not who we are. This is the same Nancy Pelosi, along with her colleague on the Senate side, Chuck Schumer, who voted for security fencing in 2006, I believe it was, 630 yep. miles. Chuck Schumer bragged about that about 9 years ago in 2009 and cuts that have gone around. In which he said, "We have funded 630 miles of barrier, which is very effective in stopping illegal immigration." So clearly they believe in the border barrier. What they don't believe is giving Donald Trump a victory here.
Yeah, exactly right. This is it. More focused, more concerned about stopping the president than helping the country. If border walls are immoral, where's the legislation sponsored by Nancy Pelosi in the House Chuck Schumer in the Senate, which says, let's tear down the wall between Tijuana and San Diego. Where's that legislation? It's nowhere, because they know these things work, but they don't want to allow the president to fulfill a central campaign promise he made to the American people, and frankly, something that the American people, in their good common sense, want to see happen. So that is if walls are bad, if they're immoral, then where's the legislation to take it down? So I just don't get these guys. But again, it is much more about politics than it is about what's good for the country, and that is never healthy. That is never positive. When you're thinking about trying to accomplish things in the United States Congress.
Congressman, speaking of politics, you guys have to be concerned about them, too. You know, a quarter of the government is shut down. Some 800,000 workers are not working and getting paid. And this is going to have a price because we always talk about who gets the blame. And while we may be right, or you may be right, or President Trump may be right in calling this a Schumer shutdown, it doesn't matter if that's not what voters think. How long do you think this is going to go on, or how long can you and the Republican Party let this go on before you pay a big political price as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, I really appreciated what the president said last week at his press event when he was asked about this shutdown. He says, I don't look at it as wanting to shut the government down. I look at it as trying to accomplish what he told the voters he was going to do. And I thought, you know, I say that all the time. I think many of us in the Freedom Caucus, that's what we focus on, doing what we told the American people we were going to do. The president was clear about this. This is no surprise that the president wants a border security wall on our southern border. He started talking about this clear back in 15, ran on it, won the primary on it, won the general election as this being one of the central issues. This is no surprise. And so I think we have to continue to make the case, show that where the Democrats' position is just flat out wrong, and then see, is there some kind of agreement we can get to? Senator Graham is working hard on it in the Senate. A number of us have talked with the president about what we can do to maybe reach some kind of agreement with the Democrats. But if they continue to take their position that it's immoral, I don't know how you get there, but we're going to continue to try. And I think the American people see that we're trying. Hopefully we'll be able to get something here in the very near future.
If it lasts a period of months, as the president predicted that it could, in fact, I think he said it could last years. Again, is that sustainable for the Republicans?
Don't know.
Again, I don't want that to be the case. I know you don't. I know he doesn't.
No,
but
no,
he
no
said it could happen that way.
Yeah, no one does. We don't. We never wanted to shut down in the first place. We just wanted to fulfill our commitment to the American people. I don't know. I hope it doesn't last that long. I know the president is working every day to try to get a solution right now. I think he's accurate when he says that he can, through executive order, say this is a national emergency. I mean, when you've got a caravan coming to the border, storming the border, and ICE agents had to use means to stop that to protect the country, and the incentive seems to still be there for more caravans to come in the future, I think you can say that's an emergency, and we need to use the military and build some of this wall, maybe the Army Corps of Engineers, however he's going to do it. I think that he can do that. Now, the problem will be it will most certainly get challenged in court. So that's why we'd rather do it the way we're proposing and actually appropriate dollars for it through the Congress.
I want to pivot to another national security issue, Congressman Jordan. That is, as it pertains to the fight against terrorism and our position in the Middle East. When the president announced we were going to pull our troops out of Syria, 2,000 special forces out of Syria, a lot of people really did not like that, including supporters of the president, myself included, Hugh Hewitt, the namesake of the show included. Now, National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Israel. He was in Turkey, and Hugh Hewitt is accompanying him, which is why I'm sitting here today. He is coming back now. We are hearing from Hugh. He wrote a piece for the Post yesterday about this, saying it is a lot better than we thought it was. This is not just an abandonment of the position in Syria, but in fact, because of the strategic initiatives involved here, we could actually come out stronger in the end here. What is your take where we are now with respect to the Syria pullout and our position there?
Yeah, I think Mr. Bolton, what he said yesterday makes 100% sense. The president says, look, we want to get our troops home. I think he's going to work to do that. You want to do it in a way that guarantees we continue this success that we've had there. So I think what Ambassador Bolton said yesterday is right where we want to be and consistent with what the president said. Look, things have gone well in Syria. They're going well around the country under this president. I think we're in a good position.
Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio's 4th Congressional District, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Thank you for coming on early with us on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.